Cobb officials say they cut spending by $20 million, benefited from another $20 million in increased property tax revenues, and received an additional $35 million in state funding this year. Chief Financial Officer Brad Johnson said that means restoring some cuts.
No furlough days, 180-day school year, reduced class sizes, and there's over 200 additional teachers right now included, a full step for all eligible employees beginning on July 1st. This is just a dramatic turnaround.
Regardless, Johnson said, the district will take a conservative approach to spending. Chrissy Flowers is the director of Face It Cobb, a group that lobbied the legislature this year for increased funding. Flowers hopes the gains are sustainable.
There's still a lot of work ahead, and we will continue to push forward this fall and this winter with the legislature asking them to do some more funding. And hopefully, even though it won't be an election year, they will see the importance of helping public education.
A budget vote could come later this month. Martha Dalton, WABE News.